Slide 1. This component, Health Management Information Systems, is a theory component specific to healthcare and public health applications. The topic for the first unit of this component is What is Health Informatics? Unit 1 consists of two lectures, each followed by a discussion question. A two-page final paper is also part of this unit, along with a self-assessment. Lecture 1 defined information management, information technology, and informatics, described the fundamental theorem of informatics, explained the meaning of biomedical and health informatics as a field of study, offered definitions of the major biomedical informatics areas of applications, and provided an overview of informatics drivers and trends. This is Lecture 2, Roles and Skills of Health Informaticians. It defines the informatics team, their skills, roles, and responsibilities, and identifies how health informaticians process data into information and knowledge for healthcare tasks with the support of information technology to improve patient care. Slide 2. This lecture has two objectives. They are: state the professional roles and skills of health informaticians, and identify how health informaticians process data into information and knowledge for healthcare tasks with the support of information technology to improve patient care. Slide 3. To begin to gain an understanding of the individuals involved with informatics applications and the type of work they do, let's first settle on what is the practice of informatics. According to the report, Training the Next Generation of Informaticians, the practice of informatics most generally requires the presence of two components: a set of skills and methodological tools derived from knowledge of the basic informational and computing sciences, and knowledge, experience, and activity in one or more application domains. The coexistence of and interactions between these key components give meaning and significance to informatics as a field. Slide 4. Taking into consideration the first component, a set of skills and methodological tools derived from knowledge of the basic informational and computing sciences, let's review the list of component sciences identified by Shortliff and explained in Lecture 1. The sciences biomedical informatics draws on and contributes to include computer science, clinical science, basic biomedical science, cognitive science, bioengineering, management science, epidemiology, and statistics. Following are some brief definitions of each. All are from answers.com. Computer science: the study of computation and computer technology, hardware, and software. Clinical science: the practical study of medical principles of investigations using controlled procedures to evaluate results. Biomedical science: the application of information technology to the fields of biomedical research and healthcare. Cognitive science: the study of the nature of various mental tasks and the processes that enable them to be performed. Bioengineering: the application of engineering principles to the fields of biology and medicine, as in the development of aids or replacements for defective or missing body organs. Management science: school of management emphasizing the use of mathematics and statistics as an aid in resolving production and operations problems. Epidemiology and statistics: the branch of medical science dealing with the transmission and control of disease and the mathematics of the collection, organization, and interpretation of numerical data, especially the analysis of population characteristics by inference from sampling. Individuals working in the informatics field possess cognitive skills in logical and analytical thinking and have a technical understanding of the computing environment that is the basis for informatics work. Slide 5. The report, Training the Next Generation of Informaticians, also identified a second component to the practice of informatics as the knowledge, experience, and activity in one or more application domains. Here again, drawing from Lecture 1 and Shortliff's description of four subdisciplines of biomedical informatics, that is, public health informatics, clinical informatics, imaging informatics, and bioinformatics, application domains are listed. Biomedical informatics is organized around a specific discipline in which applications of informatics within that discipline are emphasized, as previously defined in Lecture 1-1. Public health informatics is an application area of biomedical informatics in which the field's methods and techniques are applied to problems drawn from the domain of public health. Clinical informatics is an application area of biomedical informatics which addresses the patient care domain. Imaging informatics is concerned with the common issues that arise in all image modalities, relating to the acquisition of images in or conversion to digital form, and the analysis, manipulation, and use of those images once they are in digital form. Bioinformatics is the study of how information is represented and transmitted in biological systems, starting at the molecular level. Clinical informatics is often further broken down into specific fields or sub-areas, such as health informatics, medical informatics, nursing informatics, dentistry informatics, and pharmacy informatics. When the applications of informatics technologies focus on patients or healthy individuals as the primary users, this is considered to be consumer health informatics. Slide 6. So, given the definition of the practice of informatics, who would be involved in this field of study? Practitioners of informatics. These individuals are known as informaticians. Members of the team vary in the types of skills, roles, and responsibilities, which in turn are tied to their level of education and experience gained through stages of career progression. For example, the team might consist of individuals with an associate's degree whose role is clinical data analyst, individuals with a bachelor's degree whose role is research and development scientist, and an individual with a doctorate degree whose role is chief medical informatics officer. Health informaticians use information technology to advance cost-effective care, high-quality care, and patient safety. Therefore, no matter their level of education or experience, all health informaticians need to know how to efficiently and responsibly use information and communication technology. However, a professional with a bachelor's degree right out of school uses information differently compared to a professional with the same degree who has been in the field for 10 years. Likewise, a professional with a 2-year degree uses information differently compared to a professional with a master's degree. Slide 7. Just as there are subdisciplines of biomedical informatics, there are subdisciplines of the informaticians. As expected, the informatics applications utilized and the type of work they do will vary. For example, the University of Minnesota's Institute for Health Informatics website explains, "Bioinformaticians develop and apply computational tools and approaches for expanding the use of biological data, including those to acquire, store, organize, archive, analyze, or visualize such data." The type of work would involve analysis and modeling of genomic data sets. The healthcare industry requires all types of informaticians to meet the ever-increasing information needs. Slide 8. From a more general view, health informaticians are professionals in healthcare who acquire knowledge in the component sciences and skills in information processing and information and communication technology. To perform the duties of a health informatician, they must have training in the processes associated with the acquisition, storage, retrieval, presentation, and use of information in health and biomedicine. Slide 9. Health informaticians have a varied assortment of responsibilities. Some examples identified by the University of Minnesota's Institute for Health Informatics include helping to design software for patient care, building and maintaining research systems for clinical research, purchasing and implementing information systems that support healthcare, providing training and assistance to healthcare providers in using health information technology, conducting analyses of large health data sets, and conducting research and development to advance the science of health informatics. Slide 10. Health informaticians are in great demand and may work in many different environments, including colleges and universities, research facilities, healthcare delivery organizations, local, state, and federal government agencies, medical software firms, medical information services companies, and other private industry, such as insurance or medical device companies, to name a few. Roles for the health informaticians in the first three environments are discussed in the next few slides. Slide 11. A role for health informaticians working in colleges and universities is that of a professor, where the focus is on teaching and research. Health informaticians with an academic role have two main responsibilities. They are to educate those interested in the field of health informatics and conduct research to improve the acquisition, storage, retrieval, representation, and use of information in health and biomedicine. Slide 12. While the health informatician working in a college or university may conduct research to improve the acquisition, storage, retrieval, and use of information in health and biomedicine, there is a research role outside of the academic setting. Research facilities hire health informaticians to focus on informatics applications in clinical and translational research for the purpose of advancing medical science and public health. Other responsibilities for researchers include conducting research in informatics in order to expand the scope of the discipline of health informatics, research and evaluate new regions or domains in health informatics, and lead interdisciplinary teams in the search for solutions to health informatics problems. Slide 13. As mentioned earlier, clinical informatics is often further broken down into specific fields or sub-areas. The term clinical informatician is usually associated with physicians. Other clinical personnel involved in health informatics science are called informaticians as well, and their field of study distinguishes them from each other, that is, nursing informaticians, dentistry informaticians, or pharmacy informaticians. The healthcare delivery role for clinical personnel focuses on the patient care domain. These individuals combine the knowledge of computer science, information science, cognitive science, and clinical science to assist in the management and processing of clinical data, information, and knowledge to support clinical practice. For example, a role for an informatician whose background is in medicine might be a chief medical informatics officer who's managing clinical data, information, and knowledge to support clinical practice and who's involved in the design, implementation, maintenance, and the evaluation of EMRs. Slide 14. Other roles for clinical informaticians involve the use of their knowledge of patient care combined with their understanding of informatics science to assess information and knowledge needs of healthcare professionals and patients, characterize, evaluate, and refine clinical processes, develop, implement, and refine clinical decision support systems, and lead or participate in the procurement, customization, development, and implementation, management, evaluation, and continuous improvement of clinical information systems. Slide 15. Besides clinical personnel, there are other healthcare professionals involved in informatics applications in relation to healthcare delivery. Sometimes referred to as applied health informatics, those often found in this sub-area include, but are not limited to, health information management professionals, health information exchange specialists, programmers and software engineers, and privacy and security specialists. Individuals involved with applied informatics applications provide a vital link between clinicians, technology designers, and information technology. These health information professionals focus on the strategic and operational relevance and robustness of clinical information resources, workflow, and connectivity within the healthcare industry and public health sectors. Their responsibilities include such things as constructing computer health information systems by studying the needs of doctors, nurses, patients, and healthcare organizations, creating health networks that allow doctors and nurses to share knowledge and best practices, and creating new methods of information delivery that motivate patients to follow treatment recommendations. Slide 16. In conclusion, let's take a final look at informatics as a field of study and how health informaticians process data into information and knowledge for healthcare tasks with the support of information technology to improve patient care. The first to consider is from Dr. Zhang at the University of Texas School of Biomedical Informatics at Houston. His explanation of biomedical informatics, how biological and clinical data are collected, stored, communicated, and presented, how those data are processed into health information and knowledge suitable for biomedical and healthcare tasks, and how information technology can be applied to support these processes. Slide 17. Second, individuals working in the informatics field possess cognitive skills in logical and analytical thinking and have a technical understanding of the computing environment that is the basis for informatics work. Given the different backgrounds, experience, and education, along with varied roles and skills described previously, who is better equipped to transform data into information and information into knowledge than health informaticians? Third, health informatics is an interdisciplinary, interrelated discipline undergoing rapid change. As issues in healthcare become more complex, the amount of data collected and stored escalates. There is a widespread, generally acknowledged need for health informaticians who understand data, information, and knowledge. Lecture 2, Roles and Skills of Health Informaticians, which defined the informatics team, their skills, roles, and responsibilities, and identified how health informaticians process data into information and knowledge for healthcare tasks with the support of information technology to improve patient care, is now finished, as is Unit 1 of Health Management Information Systems.